The Road to Healing, Day 21 of the Lenten Journey. Between East and West. Since returning home from surgery, I have been using the living room space as the headquarters for my program of recovery. It is there that I meet with friends and family, and practice the daily rituals of prayer and meditation. Thoughts introduced and processed here, some forever lost, while others hit me so profoundly that they become prescriptions scribbled on pads of electrons. I am surrounded by two icons. On the northern wall is an icon of the resurrection of Christ, and on the southern side, against the window, is a depiction of the medicine Buddha. My dear friend Gregory Bailarion is the artist who created these images. By sitting between them, I am literally between north and south, and spiritually between east and west. I use those terms in the broad sense. Of course, for me, it's a question of being between east and further east. Positioning myself here is part of my personal journey of healing. The medicine Buddha, sometimes referred to as the healing Buddha, is the grantor of perfect health. And in that perfect health, we are to understand body and soul, of course. For the medicine Buddha light is the one that leads to enlightenment. The image is a deep dark blue. The indigo color is associated with the brow chakra. That is one of the centers of spiritual power in the body, where we find discernment, clarity, vision, and seeing beyond illusion. Sound familiar? Are we traveling on this journey together? So where are we today? Are we at the midpoint of our journey where east meets west? I sit between north and south. I find a fusion of east and west. You'll find that our road to healing has been one of discernment, to find clarity, vision, and focus beyond the illusion. Because beyond our ills, problems, addictions, incompatibilities, misunderstandings, and failures, there is the pure self that has the potential of complete healing. Yesterday we met the medicine Buddha when we heard the question, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or say, rise and walk? Is this not the handoff between the physical and the spiritual? Jesus, in the parable of the dishonest steward, reminds us that the children of this existence are, in this generation, wiser than the children of light. Today is not only a meeting of east and west, it's the meeting of heaven and earth. Today we find that we are beings of physical and spiritual certainty, and the completeness of our life is enjoyed only in the harmony between the two. Heaven and earth meet as a prototype of our body and soul meeting, leading us to complete renewal and ultimately peace. I am surrounded by two icons. On one side of me, the medicine Buddha extends his hand and arm toward the holy earth, while on the other side, the Christ extends his hand upward toward heaven. I realize my place between them is unique. I have an opportunity as no other in time to open myself to the healing that envelops me, coming from all sides, from above and below, from within and without. We pray a simple prayer of St. Nersesh Noradi. I plead to you, loving Lord, heal me. Be life in my death. Be light in my darkness. Take away my pain. Amen. This is Father Voskin, looking forward to meeting with you again tomorrow as we continue on this road to healing.
Thank you for joining us on this Lenten journey, A Time to Heal. Please be sure to check out all of our programming at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, and everywhere podcasts are distributed. For the In His Shoes team, this is Sevan wishing you a good day.